This is Maxing Out Podcast 2, Cruising and the Grand Scheme of Things.
Let's extol the virtues of our own Captain Dave.
Listen up, it's Captain Dave. He knows a thing or two. He's walked the plank and swabbed the deck and kissed a kangaroo. Oh! It's Captain Dave. Don't call him Captain Crunch. So hoist away your scary legs. He's treating us to lunch. Oh, listen up, it's Captain Dave. Hey, he sailed across the waves. Hey, he's balding but he's brave. Hey, he likes to play croquet. Hey, he's got a dossier. Hey, he eats at Chick-fil-A. Hey, maxingout.com.
What?
In the grand scheme of things, my grand schemes seem rather insignificant. In a global sense, it's easy to feel as if my life counts for nothing, or at most counts for very little. I've had several people earnestly tell me that in no uncertain terms I was wasting my life as I sailed around the world on my yacht, and I can understand why they felt that way. Those people thought I was on a prolonged vacation, and they didn't understand I was making a life and doing things that were important to me. They couldn't see that I was giving my children a multicultural experience that made them into citizens of the world. We didn't just sail around the world. We actually sailed around the world as a family. In the age of single-parent families, we were doing things the old-fashioned way. We were a real-deal family unit in which every person on board had responsibilities that contributed to a safe voyage. My children survived without cell phones or a dreaded peer group to complicate their lives, and they grew up to be good citizens of the world who actually cared about other people. They even cared about people from the third world. During that 11-year voyage, I had a lot of work to do. I maintained the yacht. I wrote 5 books. I started 3 websites, and I also paid for my children's college education. There weren't enough hours in a day to do all the important things that demanded my attention. Now that I have sailed around the world, I can finally take a real vacation from all that hard work. A long time ago, I learned that what other people think of me is none of my business, and I focused on doing what was important to me. Life is an inside job that works best when I start from the inside and work my way out. When someone tells me that I shouldn't be doing things that are important to me and they infer that I'm wasting my life, they're really saying that my dreams don't count in their scheme of things. My dreams aren't important, and instead I should live dreams that make sense to them. These people are outside inners because they're taking their outside dreams and trying to cram them down my throat, and that doesn't work. It's a recipe for anger and frustration and is a terrible way to make a life. In the grand scheme of things, my grand schemes are supremely important to me and to me alone. I have a choice. I can either live my dreams not worrying about what other people think, or I can forget my dreams and let them wither. If I do that, my spirit will wither as well. Joy will no longer spring up in my heart, and each step I take will echo the dull thud of dread I feel in my heart that results from not living my dreams. The handwriting is on the wall, and the message is clear. There simply is nothing more important than living my dreams. Even if I don't rock the world, I can still rock my world, and that's what counts. Someone much smarter than me said, "What you do isn't important, but it is supremely important that you do it." Those words have the ring of truth, and you can build your life on them. So fire up your dream machine and have a few grand schemes of your own, because that's why you're here on planet Earth. God gave you the capacity to dream, and He gave you a lifetime to make those dreams come true. All right, mates, it's time to go. It's time to work on some of my own grand schemes. And remember, life is good.
Check out www.maxingout.com for travel journals, awesome photos, and previews from our Red Sea Cruising DVD.